It's the Sunday Showcase on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Hi, and welcome to Bells in the Battery. I'm your genial host, John Bell, and...
Okay, Mr. Genial Host John Bell, everything is set up.
Glad to hear that, Arnie. Why don't you explain to everybody what we're doing today?
We have been warned to watch out for criminals who hack into your computer and plant underwear.
Criminals that hack into the computer and plant what?
Underwear.
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 Handsome stare. Ransomware.
Yes, as I said.
And hackers use this ransomware to lock up your computer until you pay a ransom.
Are you explaining this or am I explaining this?
Did you want to
Which of us is a genius and which of us is the host to a silly podcast?
All right, go ahead and explain what ransomware is.
Hackers hack your computer program, they lock up your computer, you pay a ransom, boy, you pay to that, you.
Thank you for your scientific explanation.
Glad I could clarify that.
So what are you doing to prevent our computers from being invaded by ransomware?
Follow me, Mr. Bell.
Okay.
Go down this hall here, and we open this door, and there is the main Bells in the Battery computer.
A powerful computer that strives every day and night to keep this show on the internet.
Actually, it's a Tandy 1000.
A mighty Tandy 1000 that strives day and night.
Mr. Bell, have you ever considered upgrading the computer here at the Battery?
Is there a Tandy 2000 now?
No, I don't think so.
Well, perhaps we should run to our local Radio Shack and see.
No, can't do that, Mr. Bell.
You know, the Tandy 1000 was my first computer.
Did you ever get a second computer?
No.
Ah.
This is the same one that I had back in the 80s.
Well, seeing as how that's what I had to work with, I came up with an anti-ransomware program.
Which is called...
Called?
Come on, you know you want to say it.
The Anti-Ransomware You Later program.
Feel better now?
Yeah, that was nice. Appreciate it.
So, Arnie, how does this program work?
Well, usually you start talking to the listeners and then me and Brad come in and comedy ensues.
No. I don't mean the Bells in the Battery program. I mean the Anti-Ransomware program that's in my Tandy.
Oh, well, that's dandy. What it is that if there's any hint of ransomware, we get an alert.
So if someone hacks into the computer, we'll know about it.
Oh, it's more sophisticated than that.
Wait, what?
It's more sophisticated.
What?
It's better than that, Mr. Bell.
Oh, pray tell.
If someone within a 100-yard radius even says the words ransomware, we get an alert.
Wow, that's pretty sensitive.
Yeah, it is, so don't mention its age.
I meant the program, not the computer.
Well, you're getting a little sensitive too, Mr. Bell.
Now, wait a
minute. Goes with age, I guess.
I'm not that old.
Oh, yeah? What's this thing I'm holding up?
You mean that 4-inch floppy disk?
I rest my case.
Hey.
Groovy.
Now, wait a minute.
23 Skidoo.
Is the program running right now?
Not yet. I haven't turned it on.
Well, turn it on.
It's not that easy, Mr. Bell. See, in a modern computer, I just click on the icon and it would start up. But on this Tandy, let's see. Run anti-ransomware you later. .exe.
So, is it running?
No, it didn't start up. Maybe I misspelled it. Hold on. Let's see. Run anti-ransomware.
Shouldn't that be W-A-R-E?
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course it would be, wouldn't it? dot X-E.
You got an extra E in there.
What?
Well, you said X-E and you typed E-X-E.
No, E-X-E is X-E. It stands for execute.
Well, I don't think the X-E is all that cute, actually.
It's starting up.
So that means the program is active now?
No. There's one more step we gotta take, Mr. Bell. We need to get this computer on the internet.
Oh, okay. Go right ahead.
I'm not exactly sure how you do that with this computer.
Oh, it's simplicity itself. Here, step aside. I'll take care of it.
Oh, okay.
Luckily, I always keep some quarters here next to the computer.
Quarters? Why would you need... Oh, say it ain't so. Are those AOL discs I see sitting there?
Yeah, got dozens of them. Use them as coasters.
You youngsters out there should be counting your blessings about now.
Okay, we're connected.
And And since there is no alert, there is no sign of ransomware.
Arnie, does that mean the computer's been infected?
Oh, no, mister. But remember, I told you it was really sensitive. And it even picks up someone saying the word ransomware.
Oh, okay. So I guess we should avoid saying ransomware.
Don't say...
Ransomware alert.
Okay, Mr. Bell, if we can resist saying that word out loud, we will know that the next time we hear that alert, the computer has been infected.
But I've had all my vaccinations.
It's not that kind of infection.
Not even the kind that's on my...
No, not the one on your big toe.
How'd you know I have an infection on my big toe?
Let's just say it's been suggested you stop wearing sandals in the office.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get down to business then. Let's get the show started here.
You do that. If you need anything, I'll be in the lab.
All righty, we'll take a shot at starting the show all over again. Start the music! Hello and welcome to Bells in the Bad for episode 276. I'm John Bell, your...
Bell, it is I, Brad Markworth, attorney at law.
I heard about your problem with the potential RW.
RW?
Yes, RW.
Red Wagon?
No.
Rancid Wheaties?
No.
Rats Waltzing?
No.
Rumble Seat Witchcraft?
I don't think so.
Recalcitrant Whittlers?
You're just making up words now.
Robust Walrye?
Walrye?
That's the plural for walrus.
Couldn't that be walruses?
No, it's walrus. Right.
Son of a gun.
So what do you mean, RW?
Gonna make me say it, huh?
Yeah, you gotta say it.
RW stands for ransomware.
Ransomware alert.
Oh, I wanted to say it.
Well, you weren't fast enough. What about RW?
Reese Witherspoon?
What? No, not Reese Witherspoon.
Too late. That's what I'm thinking of right now.
No, it's not Reese Witherspoon. It's the fact that our computer might get hacked.
Yes, it might get attacked and thereby hacked.
We need to act to keep it intact.
Dun, 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 dun.
I've done extensive research, and I believe I have figured out the origin of these attacks.
Ah, Russian?
No, I'm taking my time. What was that?
That was the notification that this was the 247th time we've used that joke.
Really?
Really.
Huh, I thought that number would have been a lot higher.
So, where did it come from?
The joke?
The bad program.
Those in the bad free?
The program that's invading computers.
Oh, yes, right. I know the country, but I don't know the exact location in that country.
Okay, so what do you know?
It's in Iran somewhere.
Ransomware alert.
I got to say it after all.
All right, let's try this again. Hi, I'm John Bell, your host of Bells in the... Which this...
He's dead again.
Uh-oh.
Ransomware alert.
Arnie?
Yes?
Brad? Get in here.
Bob?
Our computer is infected. Our show has been taken over by...
What is that?
I don't know, but it sounds... classy.
Intelligent.
Thought-provoking.
Everything the bat-free isn't.
It's the anti-bat-free.
I think it's Shakespeare.
Oh my gosh, and without an English translation.
Mark Antony, his friend, was consul at the time.
Our listenership is going to plummet.
Checking the stats now, Mr. Bell. Oh my, you're picking up listeners, Mr. Bell.
We are?
That's just because people are curious as to what's going on, Mr. Bell. But when they give it a listen, all the negative comments are going to come pouring in.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Brad. You're right. This is awful.
Actually, you're getting 5-star ratings across the board here, Mr. Bell.
Ratings can have more than 2 stars?
For the better shows, of course. I mean, yeah... So I hear.
We've got to get our show back. I'll pay the ransom, whatever it is. How do we contact them?
On the screen it says to go to payuporelse.us.
Oh, so it's not Iranian. That's a relief.
No, it's not. They have control of our show. Quick, go to what they said there. Quick.
Going now, and here we are.
Hi there. You have reached... PayUpOrElse.us. That means that we have control of your podcast. We control the vertical. We control the horizontal. You will be contacted soon as to what your ransom will be. Do not leave your office. Ha, ha, ha.
That's terrible.
I guess there's nothing we can do now. But wait.
No, Mr. Bell. This is no time to sit and wait. Need I remind you? This is America. We don't take anything from anybody by just sitting down and waiting. It's against our nature. This is a time for action, and action we shall take. Like our forefathers, we will not just sit down and wait. We shall sit down and play Hungry Hungry Hippos!
Yeah!
I'm blue.
I want to be green.
I want to be red. No, wait, that's the color of the commies. I want to be yellow. Wait, Americans are never yellow. Can I spray paint one of these plaid?
Too late, you're red.
Oh, all right, I'll pretend I'm a fireman.
Fire person.
How's that?
Fire person.
Oh, okay. You're fired, Arnie. Wish I knew it was any easy all along.
1, 2, 3, go.
Here we go. Okay, I got it. This is mine. Look out.
There's the doorbell. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is that group contacting us to let us know what we need to pay.
You really think they'd come to the door, Mr. Bell?
Maybe it's the National Hungry Hungry Hippo League and they want to recruit us to their team.
Well, I'm going to find out right now.
Want to buy some Kitty Kemper cookies?
Oh, it's you. Look, no, I'm rather busy at the moment.
Yes, Skinny Minty, no. Stippity Doodads, Chocolumps.
No, I don't have...
Coconutties,
no,
Peanut Poppers, Eliminators.
Look, isn't this a little late in the season for Kitty Kemper cookies?
I've been busy. I joined the track team. Whee!
Oh, so you've spent all this time running.
Yeah, I ran some.
Where?
Ran some where were you?
So you gonna buy some cookies or what?
Or what? Goodbye.
I'll be back.
Oh, well, countrymen, and the audience.
Let us see what Anthony can say.
I come to bury Caesar. Not to
play. Oh, I don't have time for this. Well, look who's here. It's Clinton from Comedy Forecast. Shouldn't you be producing your show about now?
Normally, yes, but I also got hit with ransomware. What the heck was that?
Arnie installed an alert in case that problem strikes here. Although it already has, but it's still working.
But I only said it out loud.
It's very sensitive.
Then don't tease it about its age.
Don't you start.
Anyway, I've been told that until I pay up, I have to hang out here with you.
Ouch, that's some ransom. What do they want?
I have to turn over my entire collection of antique wig-making machines.
Oh, no.
I mean, some of those things are heirlooms.
Yeah, that's a tough ransom to pay.
It's true. I could never part with them.
Hair today, gone tomorrow.
So I'll be hanging out around here for a while. I mean, it's not that bad, right?
Oh, look who's here. Hi, Clinton.
How's that five-catch thing of yours coming along, huh?
You want to join us in a rousing game of Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Be careful, Brad. Don't lose your marbles.
You know what? Those antiques are kind of old now that I think about it. Who needs them? I'll see you later, John. Good luck with your ransom.
Don't say that word. It'll make the alarm go off again.
Oh, then I'll just tell you about my socks.
Your socks?
Yeah. I only have 2 pair.
2 pairs of socks? Then how do you keep them clean?
I wash them out daily. In other words, rinse-em-wear.
That's it. Get out of here. Thank you. Clinton of Comedy Forecast, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
These crossovers drive me nuts.
The word of Caesar might have stood against the world. Now lies he there.
Okay, guys, where were we on the game here?
Mr. Bell, I think there may be something wrong with Brad.
And you're just now noticing this?
I mean, more than usual.
A pucks upon you all if you do not see an evil wind bearing down upon us.
I think he's starting to panic, but in a Shakespearean way.
Brad, calm down. There's no need to panic.
Since I do propose to panic, I will think nothing to any purpose that the world can say against it, and therefore never flout at me for what I have said against it. For man is a paranoid thing, and this is my conclusion.
Flout at?
A verb meaning treat with contemptuous disregard. Come, you froward and unable worms.
Froward?
Willful and disobedient. Odds thy combined intelligence would cast nary a shadow. What fools these mortals be.
Jeez, Arnie, what do you make of this?
A tempest in a teapot. A tale told by an idiot.
Hark! What sound through yonder doorbell breaketh?
Did the door breaketh, or did the doorbell?
It is the door, and some visitor hath rung. I shall getteth it. You stayeth here.
Affirmativeth.
Yes?
Want to buy some Kitty Kemper cookies?
You were here earlier.
I told you I'd be back. How many boxes do you want? Or cases? Or crates?
Look, I told you I don't want any cookies.
Do you want your podcast back?
What?
Or do you really like Shakespeare?
You hacked my computer?
Let's talk cookies.
Yeah, cookies.
I think 10 is a good number.
All right, I'll buy 10 boxes.
Not boxes.
Cases.
Not cases.
Whatever, I'll buy them. Just get rid of the ransomware.
Ransomware alert.
Okay, Susie, back up the truck.
You've been listening to Bells in the Battery, episode 276.
And line up the other 9 trucks.
Other 9? No, stop. I will not buy them.
Alas, poor Battery. I knew it, Horatio. A show of dubious jest.
10 trucks. Fine. Copyright 2021 by John Bell Creative, LLC.
Parting is such sweet sorrow that I should say goodnight till it be morrow. I'll be back here. Set your clock for 5. That's when the next 10 trucks arrive.
Thank you for listening to Sunday Showcase on the Mutual Audio Network. We invite you to continue the amazing audio tomorrow on Mutual with the Monday Matinee. Our weekly series of dramatic, theatrical, classic, eclectic, and live radio dramas. You can subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed every day for the world's largest curated collection of audio drama, or find the Monday Matinee feed in your favorite podcast players. See you tomorrow at the matinee, and thanks so much for listening.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.